business.
Schumpeter. The Emporium strikes back. Platforms are the future, but not for everyone.
Interesting thesis, but don't use the word platform in the title. No one knows what it means. That was the reaction of a professor at MIT in 2000 upon reading the dissertation of Annabel Gower, now co-director of the Centre for Digital Economy at the University of Surrey. She ignored the advice and kept the title. If anyone were to counsel Ms. Gower against using the word today, it would be for the opposite reason, overuse. Academic papers on the concept are now legion. Books are multiplying too. After Platform Revolution in March, this month we'll see the release of Matchmakers, the P word in the subtitle. Rare is the startup that does not want to be a platform. A rapidly growing number of incumbent firms, too, are striving to build platforms. Yet the professor's problem remains pertinent. Confusion still reigns over what exactly platforms are. And this, combined with the hype, hides the fact that they are not for everyone. Broadly defined, platforms are a type of marketplace where people and businesses trade under a set of rules set by the owner or operator. Among the first were the emporiums in ancient Greece, designated places near docks where traders could exchange merchandise. More recently, digitization and the internet have given rise to a new type that is both marketplace and shared base. Operating systems are an example, such as Windows for personal computers and Android for smartphones. These programs provide basic services that applications developed by others need to run. Another version is e-commerce sites, including Amazon and eBay, which connect sellers and buyers, hence the title Matchmakers. Social networks, too, are platforms. They bring together consumers, advertisers, and software developers. These modern platforms have three things in common. They are multi-sided, meaning they have more than one group of customers. They exhibit strong network effects. A growing group of one sort of customer attracts more of the other, which again draws in more of the first, and so on. And they are controlled by one company, which can dictate the terms of trade, such as what type of businesses are allowed on its digital property and what they have to pay for the privilege. Such features have allowed American companies in particular to build global digital emporiums that have come to dominate the technology industry. In late 2015, the 44 platform firms based in Silicon Valley alone boasted a combined market capitalization of $2.2 trillion, according to the Center for Global Enterprise, or CGE, a think tank. Among them, Apple's iPhone exemplifies best how to run a platform. Anybody can write an app, but it has to pass strict tests, and the firm keeps 30% of all sales.